At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Slimming Surgeon podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Kickler. Today, I have a beautiful guest, Kelsey Spector, also known as My Skin Dealer on Instagram. So she is a licensed esthetician, a certified laser technician, and the founder of My Skin Dealer, one of South Florida's leading destinations for advanced, results-driven skincare. With 10 years of experience in the aesthetics industry, Kelsey is known for her innovative laser protocols and education-first approach. She's built a brand that's transformed the way clients and providers understand treatment strategy, and she's here to share her journey and expertise. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
Yay, I'm so glad you're here.
So excited to be here.
Okay, so we have some tea to spill. We're going to start with the profesh, you know, the legit questions. And throughout this podcast, I know we're going to have some good stories. So let's just go to the basics. Okay. So what inspired the creation of My Skin Dealer, your like brand, and how did you or when did you realize that this was like starting to resonate with people?
Sure. So I might be a little biased, but being in an industry filled of like medical providers, being an esthetician, I feel like we don't really have like people don't come to us first. They're going to go to their doctors. They're going to go to their nurse practitioners first. But I realized like I'm really good at skin and I want people to hear what I have to say and I want to prove to them the results I can achieve. So My Skin Dealer is really like breaking out of your box kind of as esthetician because I am in the medical field as well. And I really just took my creativity and my results and created a brand out of it pretty much. So
I love it. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with the name?
Everyone asked me that. It's actually a funny story. So my friend came up with a name. I'm not going to take credit for
it. I love that.
Yeah, I think this is like the Botox dealer when the shirts were being made and things like that.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, the skin dealer, and it totally like matches my vibe. I'm so rebellious with certain things. So I was like, this is me. And like I had the Instagram handle for such a long time.
Yeah.
So when it came to like actually opening my business, I was like, is this really the name I want to use?
Yes.
And I'm like, you know what? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
This is just totally me.
I actually had the same thought process when I switched from being a bariatric surgeon to a cosmetic surgeon. Mm-hmm. I was like, do I keep Slimming Surgeon? But like I do lipo. So of course it makes perfect sense. But at the time I was like, but my identity as a weight loss surgeon is Slimming Surgeon. Mm-hmm. Like, do I need to totally rebrand? Like, you know, things like that. Similar to when I open a business, which is opening like tomorrow.
Yes.
I thought about that too. Woo! Like, do we call it Candace or what do we do? So anyways, my business is going to be called Slim Inc.
I love it.
Cute, right?
It's so cute and you're never going to forget it. So
right?
I think when people use like terms like that, it just rings a bell.
So. I love it. Mm-hmm. Yay. Okay. So when speaking of your brand, when people think of My Skin Dealer, like how do you want them to describe the brand and like how did you develop this tone that feels like so unique in such a crowded market?
For sure. So with My Skin Dealer, it's totally like when you walk in from the moment like Keely greets you, it's totally different. It's not your average cookie cutter med spa. We're still medical, but we definitely have a vibe going. So I love antique shopping and I love decorating as well. So I really paired that with like just to put together with the vibe. So when people think of my brand, I want them to feel like they're walking into like girl time or happy hour. You know, sometimes walking into a medical environment can be just intimidating.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of providers don't know how to like just sit down and talk to their clients. And they're too, like, sometimes people just don't understand like a treatment plan, for example. So I really just sit down on their level and really try to understand what their concerns are and just kind of have that girlhood. So when people walk in, it feels homey and super girly, and I love it.
We are so the same. I have like a living room in my new office.
It is. I love it.
Because why not?
Mm-hmm. Like, we do our consultations on the couch.
Yes.
And I think there's nothing wrong with that. And if you don't like that, then honestly go somewhere else, because that's just how we do things. So I want people to feel comfortable with me. And I feel like being in an environment that makes you comfortable allows you to open up and talk about things that you might feel insecure about. So.
Oh my God. Yes. I love this. Speaking of like the treatment plan and, you know, what a patient is going or a client is going to get out of their services with you. What do you think, like, what are the real reasons some clients see like insane results versus others that like plateau or plateau really quickly?
Shouldn't be saying this out loud, but I really, really am a firm believer that it's not about the device. It's about the practitioner using the device. So it's never like anyone can have a syringe, a filler, anyone can have a scalpel, a laser, whatever, you know, but it's really about the provider at the end of the day. And I feel like people are understanding that more when it comes to injectables, but it's the same thing with lasers. So
yeah.
I feel like my clientele is very, very educated. So they've done tons of research. So when they come to me, they know they're coming to the best. But at the end of the day, it's my work like proves itself through my before and afters, but it's also the client's work as well. So like, you can't just do lasers and go home and put junk on your skin.
Yeah.
So they really need to do half of the work with me and use medical grade skincare and keep up with their regimen and the treatment protocols we have for them.
This really mirrors exactly what I do too, truly, because if you have a surgeon who doesn't care about their work, yeah, you're going to get a boob job. But like, is it going to look good?
Exactly.
Is it going to last? Is it going to like really be a representation of what you want or what they want? So I have these conversations all the time, and it's so similar because I truly care about the result and my work, and I want it to be an amazing result. Well, there are a lot of people who don't, similar in your industry.
And long-term, too. I feel like everything is so in the moment right now and instant gratification. But
yeah.
What is this going to do long-term to our patients? So
yeah.
That's where that conversation really comes in, and it's teamwork. Like, it's definitely teamwork. You're not going to get great results if you don't do your part as well.
Totally. Like, exactly. I tell people all the time, because they ask me like, okay, like if I do this procedure, like I'm never going to have to do it again, right? Uh-huh. And I'm like, sure. But if you go eat 12 Chick-fil-A milkshakes next week, I can't promise you you're going to have to. They do.
Yeah, we're not joking around. Like, this actually happens in real life.
Yeah, I can't promise you you're going to love your body later. Like, exactly. I can suck out the fat. I can literally suck out liters of fat, like 2-liter soda bottles, two of them at a time. But if your diet, your lifestyle choices, your stress management, like your exercise are not moving in the right direction, you're not going
to
be happy.
Post-care, right? Post-care is so important when it comes to surgery.
Massages, things like that. Totally. Okay. This is so funny. We're like the same person. Okay. So this is going to be good, because I actually was training with my trainer today.
Okay.
And she said, oh, like I have a client who is wanting to become an esthetician and get into lasers.
Okay.
And she was like, what should she do? And I was like, well, she should listen to this podcast, actually.
Totally listen to this podcast.
So for new providers getting into aesthetics, what's the one skill that will keep them from becoming just another injector or just another esthetician in this crowded market?
Honestly, stop trying to be like everyone else. I feel like we just, a lot of new people lead by example, but I feel like you need to break those walls and do what you feel like is authentic. I feel like I've been in the industry for about 10 years now, and it's taken a huge shift, huge shift.
Yeah.
So I feel like with social media and everything, a lot of these top providers or influencers, they're influencers now, I would say, which is good and bad. I feel like a lot of these top injectors, estheticians, they do too much talking and not enough like showing their craft and their results. So mm-hmm. I really take pride in working on my before and afters and showing a transformation yeah. and a little bit of balance of like my personality and talking and educating. I feel like a lot of times people are just trying to keep up with the trends on social
yes.
media.
Oh my God. Like what new reel can I post? Yes. Like, please stop.
It's too much. It's and, annoying. You know, I didn't sign up to be an influencer when I got into the world of aesthetics.
Right.
So it's just important to be authentically yourself and not try to be like everyone else in this day and age.
Yeah, I totally agree. So what's something that you've seen behind the scenes in aesthetics that would make people rethink who they're letting touch their face? Like, ooh, tell us the gross stuff.
Ooh, I probably shouldn't be saying this out loud. I've seen a lot of crazy shit in 10 years, honestly. Yeah. Like a lot of scary stuff. I've even worked for a lot of scary providers before. Uh-huh. And I feel like now that I'm 29, I've learned, you know, this rodeo, I can look back and be like, holy shit, that was so wrong what that provider was doing.
Yeah.
So anywhere from like using fake Botox and fillers on eBay.
It's like, real. People it's still real. Do that. Somebody got arrested in Miami doing yeah. that like last week.
And let me tell you, like if you look at my DMs, there's people that message me like, hey, I'm selling this, this and that. I'm sure mm-hmm. you get them as well. Mm-hmm. And it's scary because certain places will buy it from like eBay or just yeah. some random person
yeah.
to cut costs. It's terrifying. So that and reusing different tips, like whether it's facial tips or Morpheus tips, whatever. I hear a lot of crazy stories about people reusing tips, which is
are people like cracking the code on the Morpheus tips?
I have no idea.
How can they reuse them?
So they just like sterilize them. I've seen
but
this.
But I thought they timed out.
No, not – well, okay. The new ones do. Oh, okay, the new yeah. ones do. Okay. But, yeah, it's just insane. So I feel like the industry is moving. Like you said, they have timeouts with it and then pulse counts and things like yeah. that now. But it's wild, the stuff out there. And just fake knockoff machines too. I see a lot mm-hmm. of people selling like a hydrofacial or calling it a different word and they get these devices from China. You don't know what's happening behind the scenes. So
yeah.
especially with the Morpheus machine, I feel like there's a lot of counterfeit devices out there and it's unfortunate, but that's why clients must do their education and really research who they're going to nowadays.
Totally. Mm-hmm. It's alarming actually. Similarly in plastic surgery, one of the benefits, like I do a lot of awake cases,
awesome.
Which is such, it's not a trend. It's like a new development. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, of course, we've always done things under local, but doing like a full procedure under local was kind of taboo or, you know, frowned upon, but it's really amazing. It can be done safely, effectively with zero discomfort. And I love that because it gives my patients reassurance. Guess what? I'm doing your surgery. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there are still places where assistants are doing a lot of the procedures. Mm-hmm. And if you're asleep, you don't 100% know.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Because, you know,
very true.
There are, especially in South Florida, there are a lot of, you know, physicians that have come from other countries yeah. that now live
Chop
here.
Shops.
Yeah, that work at these places. Uh-huh. And you're like, well, how can my, you know, Lipo 360 BBL be $2,000? Well, mm-hmm. probably because it's not being done by a certified surgeon.
So crazy.
That's how.
To me.
Yeah, so I
definitely
can
hits home for me.
Contribute to the tea on that one. Okay,
this
so
is like the whole tea.
I know it's gonna be good. People will love this. Okay, so let's get to like kind of the business side
okay.
because at the end of the day, you're a provider, but you're also an entrepreneur. What was the biggest risk that you took in the beginning? The one that people were saying like, you're crazy or the one that kept you up at night?
For sure. So I probably shouldn't be giving business advice when it comes to this topic. But when I was first starting my business, I was an esthetician. I wasn't making that much money. And of course, the treatment I specialize in, it's a very expensive device. So I was like, I need to open up my own place. I know it's in my calling to do this, but mm-hmm. how am I going to do this? I went to every bank. I wasn't getting approved to get yeah. this device. There was no way. And like, I didn't have the money. So one night I just sat there and it was around this time, like a couple years ago, uh-huh. holiday time. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pre-sell tons of packages for Black Friday.
Yeah.
And pray to God that I have enough money up front to leave a down deposit on my machine and get it.
Yeah.
So, like, it was Black Friday. I cranked all those specials out. And I don't do specials now, only on Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was my biggest moment. Like, I took the risk and I pre-sold so many Black Friday specials of Morpheus. And that was my huge check to the device company to get my machine.
I love that.
Yeah, so it was definitely a hustler moment for me.
Yeah, no, grit, determination, yeah. And, like, belief in yourself.
I'm so grateful for that because if I didn't do that and I let – you know, financials set me back, I wouldn't be where I am now. And we've been in business for about 3 years now, and now I have 6 devices, which—
That's insane.
Every time I—
Oh my God, I need to borrow one.
Yeah, no. Just come in. We'll laser everything.
Yeah.
But I just am so grateful for that. And every time I do a device or, like, see it in my store, I'm like, I just remember when I couldn't even afford any of this. And I'm just so grateful for my clients and everything.
I think gratitude keeps you grounded and helps you appreciate everything that you have. But also it helps project you forward,
Most definitely.
Know, like, because for me, I realize, okay, if I can do that, what more can I do? Mm-hmm. How much bigger can we go? Yeah. Let's do it.
I feel like right now I don't want to say manifested, like I just had this picture of where I want to be right now and I've achieved all of that. So now this new chapter of my life is like, okay, what's the blueprint for what's coming, you know, so.
Yeah, you need to do your vision board. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in skincare, what is the most common mistake that you see people making? I want to know at home and in the treatment room.
Okay, perfect. So I think dermaplaning is like one to start off with. Oh, I know that's like very trendy and people do that at home. I definitely don't recommend it just because you can easily – I can't even do that myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so. No, I try and I cut myself.
Yeah, me too.
Really not recommend it.
So I think like all skincare stuff when it comes to dermaplaning, microneedling, anything that you're doing that could be like breaking the skin should be done in a medical environment. You know, you can play around with skincare. You won't really get too far. I feel like everyone's skincare regimen really needs to be catered to their needs and what their concerns are. So, but those are some trendy things online that I feel like the Korean skincare and things like that. But in the treatment room, there's a couple things. So I am a firm believer that like you should go to someone with a niche. Like you don't want to go to someone that offers literally everything underneath the sun. Mm-hmm. That's a red flag for me. I specialize in lasers. I specialize in skin. But when it comes to other things, it's out of my ballpark. And I acknowledge that and I refer out. And it's really important to draw that line and not be everything to everyone.
I totally agree. I can't echo that enough. Like, I get people all the time who say, oh, like, well, I, you know, had this procedure done and this procedure done, and now that same person's going to do this, my facelift or something.
Exactly.
I'm a body girl. Like, I do the body. Yes. I lipo the body. Mm-hmm. I, you know, remove skin on the body. Mm-hmm. I tighten skin on the body. And I help you with weight loss. Uh-huh. Like, but I'm not your facelift surgeon. You know, like I started with injectables, so do I still do that, but I'm not, you know, doing crazy off-label things that someone else who injects all day, every day is better at. And I like totally tell my patients that too.
And a good patient will recognize that. And that builds trust for me. I'm just realistic all the time, like what I can achieve and what I can't achieve. So I feel like having that open conversation prior to doing any treatments with your patients is so important. Like all just going back to the consultation. I think consultations are key. If you're not getting consultations with any provider you choose before jumping into a treatment, that's a red flag. Right off the bat. Like our consultation process is so in depth. Like it has like 8 steps. And I take a lot of pride in our consultations. So, and it helps me weed out the crazy ones too.
Yeah. Well, helpful. So exactly. So someone can't call and be like, hi, I'd like to get a Morpheus with Kelsey tomorrow.
No, I can't. I will not see them.
Yeah.
We sit down on the couch, the big comfy couch, and we go over and I ask more questions more than I tell them what they need. You know, I want to know their, I want to know everything.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I want to know what treatments they've done, what they liked, what they hated, mm-hmm. what they're using, medical history. So it's about an hour-long consultation. And I think a lot of providers should implement that more.
100%.
And it would weed out a lot of bad work and just really set up a long-term game plan for your patients. So consultations are something that I thoroughly love to do. And I think they're so important. They're overlooked so much in this industry.
I agree. I also do one-hour consultations. You need to truly understand what someone wants and to build a relationship mm-hmm. and for them to trust you, but you to also trust them. Yes. You need that time.
You need
it can't be rushed.
No. There's just so many things you have to go over.
Exactly. So here's a great question, and I think one that so many of our viewers are wanting me to ask you.
Okay.
So if a woman came to you and said, I just had a baby, I just got a divorce, you know, I have completely neglected myself and I don't even know where to begin. Mm-hmm. What would you tell her?
So I have so many patients that come in and say those exact words. So the first thing I do is slow down. Let's talk about what really bothers you first. I feel like everyone that comes in, they're like, everything bothers me. And I try to shift the conversation to more of a positive conversation, because if we're just going to sit here and talk about all negative, everything that bothers you, we're not going to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. What really bothers you? What's the first thing, if you had a magic wand, what would you change? Because that allows me to figure out, okay, what treatment am I going to recommend? Also, I want to know, okay, their age, are they open to surgery as well? Because I think surgery really needs to be a topic of conversation in the consultation, if you're an injector, if you're an esthetician, because I don't want to do all of this work and you're going to get a facelift. I'd rather you get your facelift mm-hmm. And then we clean up everything afterwards.
Yeah.
You have to be realistic at the same time.
Right.
Some people do need facelifts. So I talk about that, and that's an important factor of the consultation as well. And then I would probably recommend going over their skincare regimen and what they're capable of doing. Some people have 20 kids and they don't have time to
– yeah.
And budget is so important. There's so many mm-hmm. different factors. So I usually do like to start off with medical-grade skincare, a customized treatment plan for them. Usually I do like CO2 or mm-hmm. Cool Peel. I feel like you see results very fast with that treatment. There is some downtime. If you're willing to take the downtime, it basically burns off a couple years. So
yeah.
I would say that would be the first step, and then come up with a long-term treatment plan for them where they start to see even better results over time.
Yeah, I love that device. I've seen really good results from that. Yeah. Have you done it yourself?
Yes, I'm obsessed with
it. Oh my God, I need to do it.
Yes, come see us. I love
Seriously.
It. I feel like it's just very fast. There's
yeah.
downtime, but it does a really good job with resurfacing. And
you can dial it up or down.
Correct.
Like if you're like, I don't mm-hmm. really want that much downtime, you
yes.
can tailor it to that.
Exactly. And also stacking treatments is something that I personally love to do. I feel like when you have two concerns and they're both top of the list, I can stack like an IPL and a Cool Peel
yeah.
or a Morpheus and the IPL together mm-hmm. where they're seeing results fast and they're getting more of that collagen stimulation. So
yeah, I love that. Hold on. Something you said triggered something else I wanted to tell you. It'll come back to me.
Okay.
So what made you – okay, people may not know this, or maybe I said it or I didn't, but Kelsey also educates and trains. So what made you want to step into that role mm-hmm. and turn like what you do as something you teach?
Most definitely. So – as you guys know, there's a lot of good talk, bad talk of like Morpheus 8 and RF devices.
Yes.
So
yes.
I feel like going back to the provider, it's not the device, it's the provider. So
totally.
I hated hearing all of this talk on social media about how horrible these devices are. It's never the device. Usually it's the provider. So I really felt the calling to educate people on this. I've been using Morpheus 8 for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. It's the first device I ever learned when I was in my 20s.
I can't believe it's been 10 years yeah. since Morpheus came out.
Well, it was Fraktura before.
Okay,
and
okay.
then they like evolved to Morpheus
they
8.
They rebranded yes. or evolved. When did it turn to Morpheus 8?
I believe it was probably like, I want to say like 4 or 5 years ago
yeah.
now. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But just in general, I feel like a lot of devices kind of revamp and everything.
Totally.
But going back, there's a lot of new people in the industry, and and patients were just posting horrible things. And the more I did my research, the more I'm like, wait, this is not even Morpheus. Like, they're talking bad. So I really felt the calling. When you purchase these devices, you usually only get one training, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it's really important. And I really, I don't want to say I put the blame on the practice, but I kind of do, because if you want to be the best at something, invest into it. So everyone can buy a device. It's not really the company's obligation to train you on every little thing on the device. Mm-hmm. That's up to you and your practice to like invest into education. I was getting tons of messages on my Instagram. What settings did you use? How did you achieve this? So I've created an online platform where I can train people in different practices. And I also do in-person trainings where I get hands-on and we just go over everything from consultation processes to how to sell the treatments, who's the right candidate for the treatment, settings, all of that good stuff.
So, that's really, really helpful.
So I'm glad people know how to, like, after the training, they really know how to use the device and feel more comfortable.
Gotcha. I love that. No, it's so true, because I mean, I also have done lasers throughout my career. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you'll get one, like maybe 48 hours of training. Mm-hmm. You'll get some modules.
Yes.
But also sometimes, and this is a little tea, I feel like the trainers are just spitting what the company wants them to tell them.
100%.
So like you're not actually getting really good advice.
Yes.
Or you're getting overselling advice, like, okay, yes, this is how to use a machine, but make sure you do 17 sessions, you know, at X, Y, and Z, you know, rate. That way it's
so confusing.
And it costs like prohibitive for many patients. And you just want to know how to make it work.
Exactly.
And how to do it right and how to do it safely and to get good results.
And I feel like in medical and in business, when you want to be the best at something, you invest into the best person doing it. So it's really your responsibility to find the person that's the best at that and learn from them. I mean, this world is just constant education.
And important. I think if your provider is not attending like educational seminars and things like that too, that's another it's a red flag. I'm just trying to say it. It's a red flag because you honestly cannot know everything about your industry. Definitely. Stuff changes. Like I go once a year to something, usually more than that, usually once every 6 months, because I want to see what other people are doing. I want to like make adjustments to what I'm doing. I want to make sure I'm giving the best results at the top of the line.
You have to. And I feel like in the world of aesthetics, it's like iPhones. There's always something new coming out. So it's our job to stay on top of technology, different protocols. And that's why I love this industry. I mean, that's what makes me like so happy to wake up to do what I do every single day, because I love to learn new things.
Yeah. So how many days are you like in the actual treatment room?
It varies. Right now like 4 days a week. So I'm trying to cut back a little bit.
Yeah.
Business owner, I'm going through some growing pains. We are in a very, very small office right now in Boca. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really plan to grow very fast. I just wanted to do my thing and be happy. But I'm so grateful and the business is growing. And I have girls that work with me now that are trained on my protocols. And we're growing. So I'm excited for the future and what that is in the future.
It's going to look like, it's going to look amazing. Okay. So that's what's next then. Basically you're going to expand.
Yes. We're definitely, we're tapped out right now. We're tapped out of our, we have people sitting on each other's laps at this point. It's bad.
Yeah.
So, I love being small in boutique practice and my goal is to really capture that no matter where we go. Mm-hmm. So, growth is definitely in the near future. And then also just more training. I have so many people reaching out about new protocols, new devices. So I really want to split my time with education and also growing the business and just being a normal 29-year-old girl too.
I can't believe you're so young. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, I remembered what I was going to ask you. What skincare lines do you like for medical grade skincare?
Good question. Okay. So my favorite, and I don't get paid for this, by the way, is Pavise right now. Okay. I love Pavise. Have you heard of Pavise?
I have, and I didn't love it.
You didn't love it?
I know,
I love it. Okay, see? This is the girls
that sell it are going to be like, I can't believe she said that.
I know. But going back.
But I honestly didn't really use it long enough to say that. Initially, like the packaging and branding wasn't it for me.
Okay.
But keep going.
I love it because it's a topical well, one of their products is a topical biostimulator. So I really like to pair it with my laser. So I like to put it on top. Also plated, exosomes, all that good stuff. I love exosomes. Anything with exosomes.
I love plated too, specifically.
Amazing, yes.
Really good technology, really good like delivery system.
Most definitely. I feel like when my patients do plate it, it almost preps their skin before their lasers, and it's great for post-care after your laser. So you have like a 2-in-1. So exosomes, if I could drink exosomes, I would. I love exosomes.
I think you can inject them.
Yes.
I
mean, I don't know they do like IVs with them now.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that just yet, but there's so much out there that just because I love something, you know, doesn't mean that I'm gonna pump it into my bloodstream.
Right.
But,
no, I know. Yeah. You gotta be careful. Okay, any other medical grade skincare lines that you love?
Skin Better is good. We carry that as well. Okay. But mostly just exosomes, plated, and Pavise we really love. Anything that pairs as like a 3-in-1 or a 2-in-1 that with the lasers, I love a simple skincare regimen. I'm not like a 12-step girly.
Me either.
I can't handle it. I'm way too busy. So I really try to consolidate everything so you can use it with your lasers and just every day.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to do something fun. Well, I have two things. We're going to do something fun. We're going to do Love It or Lose It.
I'm so excited for this.
And this is very impromptu. I thought about it on the way here. And I'm just going to go into my bag and grab whatever random skincare aesthetic-y. Okay. Like, it's going to be makeup too.
I love that.
And because we're real. And the other thing is with the launch of Slim Ink, I'm also launching Slim Ink Skin, which is medical grade skincare. Okay, so I'm going to gift you. I don't have it with me today. Okay. You're going to get a little package. But I have like a really great HA serum. Like, I like simple. Yes. I like stuff that feels luxurious, works, but is simple. It doesn't have freaky ingredients, you know, all the things, so you're not going to have a reaction. But anyways, okay. But I also love plated. Okay, so here we go.
I'm scared. Should I, like, close my eyes? Okay. I'm waiting for you to whip out, like a dog or something.
It's going to be mostly makeup, but we've got a couple brands in here. Okay, so what do you think of Revision?
Oh my gosh, so good.
Youthful Lip Replenisher.
Love that.
See, I'm with a mixed review of this.
Really?
Like, I use it, obviously, it's in my purse, but I do feel like it's a little thick.
I like a thick, like, lip. Like, yeah. I do. I feel like my lips dry out so much. They're probably dry right now.
Yeah, they will not be dry after that. Okay, so, and I have the non-tinted. So they have tinted and non-tinted these days. Okay, what do you think about Kylie Lip Kits?
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. Honestly, they made my lips so dry.
But this is a new formulation.
I haven't tried her new formulation, so I can't speak on that matter.
Either.
Did you just get it?
I just got this. Oh, I was in the airport the other day.
Did you get it out of the?
I got it out of the vending machine.
Yes,
it was so cute.
Isn't that fun? I want one of those in my office.
You could probably get one of those.
So cool.
Actually, at my party tomorrow night, we're having a vending machine.
Oh my gosh, so much fun.
Yeah. So anyways, I actually like this one. Okay. It doesn't dry. Yeah, I'm wearing it right now.
It looks great.
It looks great. So that's a new
one. The old one did dry.
The old stuff was trash.
Agreed.
The old stuff was trash. Okay, what do you think about hand sanitizers?
Yes, a must.
A must? Yes, do we love these touch things?
I love the way it looks. It's so simple.
It's aesthetic. I'm just concerned about the fragrance in it, but it is what it is.
I like a smell. I feel like when I'm on an airplane, I love to spray it, and I love to, like, smell up the airplane around me. I'm like, yes, that's me.
You're like, who is this girl, and why is she doing this? Okay, I don't have much more, but I think I might have, like, one or two more products. Okay, here's a real OG. I'm in, like, so dating myself, but I swear I just got these products in the last year because I was just having a throwback moment. MAC lipstick.
I still have some. I do like them.
This one's really good.
MAC is good. I like the way it, like, this is weird, but I like the way it smells. Is that weird? It smells.
No.
It has, like, a distinct smell about it.
That every single aspect
is nostalgic for me.
Needs to be, like,
smell,
yeah,
touch,
people
everything.
Need to be attracted to everything that
love
you provide. Okay, and then
I hope people are watching this because they need to see, like, your whole fit right now, the purse, The vibe, her necklace, everything. Oh, yeah, it's such a vibe.
11-11. I saw 3333 or 333 when I came here. Okay, and the only other thing that I have that's like slightly related to skin is straight
I'm
up.
Glad we're doing your purse and not my purse.
No, okay, this is, I have two things. Okay, this is great. You're not going to know about it because I think it's new, okay. But Westman Atelier.
Never heard.
Lip liner. Okay. And their lipstick smells like, and tastes, I don't know if it tastes, smells like chocolate. So I felt like I was putting on Dubai chocolate on my lips.
Love
How could you not love that? And then I am an OG fan of Louis Vuitton perfume.
Oh my gosh, I haven't
seen it. So Atrepeves, I don't know if that's how you say it. Pretend that I'm French. That one's my like signature scent, but I'm moving away from it because I feel like I just, I don't know, outgrew it.
Wait. Is this the same one? Let me smell that
one. Yeah, this one's different.
Oh, this
one's Atrepeves, and then that one is newer, and that one's called Lovers. Keep it. It's yours.
Really?
Dead. It's yours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Here's a little packaging so it doesn't,
so
like, spray.
So good. I love this.
Yeah, so I'm a huge fan of Louis Vuitton perfumes, even though, you know, I guess perfumes are endocrine disruptors, but
I need
you
to
gotta
smell
live.
Good.
Oh we have to live.
I have to smell good.
Yeah,
that's
same.
Something that I can't live without.
Wait, we didn't even love it or leave it or lose it.
Love it. No, I love it. I have it on me.
We loved
it
all of
so
them.
So good. We love it all.
Okay, so our time has come to an end. This has been
this
super
so fun.
Oh, tell everyone where they can find you.
Yes, so you can find me on Instagram at myskindealer. And we're in Boca Raton, Florida. So come by and say hi and let's chat.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to get my Morpheus and my Cool Peel and basically everything done after the new year.
So excited.
Okay, thanks, Kelsey. Bye. And thanks, everyone. If you haven't already subscribed or left me a 5-star review, please do it now. It means so much to me and I truly appreciate it. Thanks, everyone.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.